All right, so let's dive into some of the most interesting stuff that I saw this week. And we'll start with cases. You know, normally cases aren't super interesting, but this one is. This is a limited edition Raspberry Pi case. It's called the Cody Edition, and it's from a company called Flurk. And this is a really interesting case. First of all, it's got a really cool gunmetal finish. But the really interesting thing is it's made from aluminum. Now, you don't see aluminum very often in Raspberry Pi cases, especially at this price point. So the aluminum construction is really neat because it acts as a giant heat sink. So this is going to keep your Pi much cooler, which can improve performance and extend its lifespan. You're not going to have to worry about it, throttling or overeating, especially during those long, movie sessions or whatever you're doing with your Pi. And it's not just about the material. They also thought about the little details. Like, it's got rubber feet so it doesn't wobble around on your desk. It's got easy access to the SD card, the GPIO pins, which is great for tinkerers. And even the power button and the activity LEDs are nicely integrated.
So Flurk's really going for that premium media center enthusiast vibe with this case. But it's not just about the looks. This case is a collaboration with the Cody organization, and a portion of each sale goes directly to support them. So you get a cool case, and you support a great open source project, which is a win-win in my book. Plus, Flurk has cases for other Pi models too, so you can build a whole family of matching devices. Now let's talk about backups, specifically Proxmox Backup Server. Version 3.3 just came out, and it's got some really sneaky, useful features that might make you rethink your entire backup strategy. So one of the standout upgrades in version 3.3 is the introduction of push sync jobs. This is a game changer for offsite backups, especially if you're like me and you don't have the greatest internet connection. So instead of the offsite server having to pull the data from your onsite server can now push the data, which makes it much more efficient and robust. They've also added removable data stores, which means you can swap backups between multiple servers using external hard drives, for example.
And for the more technical users out there, they've also introduced webhooks, which allow for powerful integration with other services. But what's really impressive about Proxmox Backup Server is that it's built on Debian Linux, and it uses ZFS for data integrity and reliability. Plus, it integrates seamlessly with Proxmox Virtual Environment. So if you're using Proxmox VE to manage your virtual machines, Proxmox Backup Server is a great way to keep those VMs backed up. Now let's talk about another Raspberry Pi release, but this one's a little bit different. This is the Compute Module 5. Now, this isn't your typical Raspberry Pi. The CM5 is designed for embedded applications, industrial uses, that sort of thing. But don't let that fool you. This little module is a powerhouse. We're talking a powerful quad-core processor, dual 4K display support, a built-in 4K decoder, all packed onto a board that's smaller than a credit card. And get this, it has a PCIe connection, which opens up a whole world of possibilities for expansion. Plus, there's a variety of RAM and storage options, so you can find the perfect configuration for your project.
Now, the CM5 isn't meant to replace the regular Pi 5. It's a specialized tool for specific jobs, but it is really impressive for something so small. Now let's move on to a NAS that's all about speed. This is the ASUSTER FlashStore Gen 2. And this is a compact NAS that ditches traditional hard drives and goes all in on M.2 SSDs, which means blazing fast performance. And this Gen 2 upgrade is significant. They've switched to AMD Ryzen processors, which provide a nice performance boost, although it does come at the cost of losing the HDMI output. But for a NAS that's focused on pure speed, that's a trade-off that a lot of users are willing to make. And to emphasize that focus on speed even further, they've included ECC RAM, which is crucial for data integrity. Plus, we're talking 10 GBE and SMB multi-channel support. So this thing is built for transferring files at ludicrous speed. ASUSTER even claims you can get transfer rates of up to 10 gigabits per second. And if you need more storage space, you can actually expand it with traditional hard drives using their Expansor 4 enclosure. So it gives you the best of both worlds, blazing fast SSD performance and the capacity of hard drives. Pretty neat, right?
But the ASUSTER FlashStore Gen 2 isn't the only interesting thing happening in the NAS market. A recent study by Report Ocean has revealed that the consumer NAS market is experiencing explosive growth. And this is great news for consumers because it means more competition and more innovation. And that's going to lead to better products and lower prices. So what's driving this growth? Well, a few things. First, people are creating and consuming more data than ever before. Think about all the photos and videos and music that we're storing on our devices. And second, people are becoming more aware of the importance of data security. We're hearing more and more stories about data breaches and ransomware attacks. And people are realizing that they need to take steps to protect their data. And a NAS is a great way to do that. It's a secure central location where you can store all of your important data. And it's easy to back up so you can be sure that your data is safe, even if something happens to your primary device. So if you're not already using a NAS, I highly recommend checking one out. It's a great investment in your data and your peace of mind. Now let's talk about security. specifically Synology and QNIP.
Both of these companies have been busy patching vulnerabilities recently. Synology addressed issues in B Drive for desktop and surveillance station, and QNAP tackled vulnerabilities in a whole host of their software, including OpenSSH Photo Station, and even their AI core. So the takeaway here is crystal clear. You need to keep your systems patched. Even seemingly niche software can become a target for attackers. Staying up to date with security updates is absolutely crucial. And speaking of QNAP, they recently had to pull an update for their QTS 5.2.2 operating system due to some unexpected issues. Now, transparency is key here. And to QNAP's credit, they were quick to acknowledge the problem and re-released a fixed version within 24 hours. But the issues only affected specific models of their TS-by-53D and TS-by-51 series NAS units. So if you have one of those, make sure you're running the latest stable build. If you're affected, you can either downgrade to the previous version or contact QNAP's support for assistance. They have detailed instructions on their website for both options. But on a brighter note, QNAP also announced some new hardware this week. USB 4 to 10 GBE adapters.
Now, these adapters offer bandwidth-hungry users a way to squeeze the most out of their network. With options for both 10GBAST and 10G SFP Plus connectivity, it's a great way to future-proof your setup and ensure that you're ready for the ever-increasing demands of high-resolution media and large file transfers. All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from limited edition Raspberry Pi cases to explosive NAS market growth, and of course, those critical QNAP vulnerabilities. But before we wrap things up, let's not forget about those Black Friday deals that we teased earlier. I'm ready to save some serious cash, so let's shift gears one last time and explore some of the best deals we've found for our budget-savvy listeners in part two. Okay, so digging a little deeper into those QNAP vulnerabilities that we were just talking about, let's start with the ones that were published on November 22nd. So there were actually quite a few different vulnerabilities that QNAP patched in this batch, and they affected a wide range of their software components. So, for example, there were multiple vulnerabilities found in OpenSSH, which is the secure shell protocol that's used for remote access. And these vulnerabilities could have allowed attackers to gain unauthorized access to your NAS, especially if it was exposed to the internet. Fortunately, QNAP has released patches to address these OpenSSH vulnerabilities. So if you're running a QNAP NAS, it's important to update your system as soon as possible. But OpenSSH wasn't the only target. PhotoStation, which is QNAP's photo management app, was also found to have multiple vulnerabilities, including some cross-site scripting flaws. These could have allowed attackers to inject malicious code into the web interface, potentially stealing user credentials or even taking control of the NAS. So it just goes to show that even something as seemingly harmless as a photo app can become a security risk. Here's another interesting one. QNAP AI Core, which is their platform for machine learning applications, had a vulnerability that could have exposed sensitive information. This type of vulnerability could leak confidential data or configuration settings, giving attackers valuable insights into your system. And then there's QuadRouter, which is QNAP's router operating system. QuadRouter had multiple vulnerabilities identified,
some of which could have allowed attackers to execute arbitrary commands on the router. So that's obviously a pretty serious issue. If an attacker gained control of your router, they could wreak havoc on your network. So it's definitely important to keep your router's firmware up to date. And speaking of media streaming, the media streaming add-on, which a lot of QNAP users rely on for streaming content to their devices, had an authorization bypass vulnerability. This means that attackers could have potentially gained unauthorized access to your media library, even without knowing your login credentials. So that's definitely something to be aware of. And then there's NoteStation 3, which is QNAP's note-taking application. Multiple vulnerabilities were found here, including a missing authentication issue for a critical function. This means that attackers could have exploited this flaw to gain access to and execute certain functions without proper authorization. So even our digital notes aren't safe. And last but not least, there's Qualog Center, which is QNAP's centralized log management application. Qualog Center had a link following vulnerability,
which could have allowed attackers to traverse the file system to unintended locations, potentially reading or even overwriting sensitive files. So the takeaway here is that no software is immune to vulnerabilities. That's why it's so important to stay informed about security advisories, keep your systems updated, and practice good cybersecurity hygiene. Now let's talk about the vulnerabilities that were published on November 23rd. So QNAP actually found even more vulnerabilities in their software, and they released a whole slew of security advisories detailing the specific issues and the steps that you need to take to mitigate them. So multiple vulnerabilities were discovered in QTS and QuadES Hero, which are QNAP's core operating systems. These vulnerabilities could have allowed attackers to gain unauthorized access, execute arbitrary code, or even cause a denial of service condition,
And what makes it even more concerning is that these vulnerabilities affect a wide range of QNAP on NAS models. But the good news is that QNAP has already released updates that address these vulnerabilities. So the first and most crucial step is to update your NAS to the latest firmware version.
But I also wanted to highlight a few of the specific vulnerabilities that they patched in QTS and QTS Hero, because I think it's important to understand the potential impact of these flaws. So for example, CVE-2024-37041 and CVE-2024-37044 involved improper input validation, which could have allowed attackers to exploit buffer overflows. These types of vulnerabilities can be particularly dangerous because they could potentially lead to remote code execution.
Yeah.
And then there's CVE-2024-37042, which involved improper access control. This could have allowed attackers to bypass security restrictions and gain unauthorized access to sensitive data or system functions. So we're talking about vulnerabilities that could impact both data confidentiality and system integrity. This underscores the need for a multi-layered security approach. Now let's move on to another critical area that was affected, multimedia applications. So QNAP identified vulnerabilities in several of their multimedia apps, including Video Station, Music Station, and Download Station. For example, Video Station had a vulnerability, CVE-2024-36678. That could have allowed attackers to execute arbitrary code. So this means the malicious video file could have potentially compromised your entire NAS. It's a good reminder that even seemingly harmless files can harbor hidden dangers. Now let's shift gears to another area that was affected, QNAP's cloud integration features. So QNAP found vulnerabilities in their hybrid backup sync and cloud link apps, which could have allowed attackers to exploit various flaws, including improper input validation and access control issues. So the key point here is that security is a continuous process, and it's crucial to understand the potential risks associated with any technology that you use. Cloud backups are a valuable tool, but they're not a silver bullet. So what's the bottom line? What should QNAP users be doing to protect themselves in light of all these recent vulnerabilities? Well, the message remains the same. Keep your systems updated. QNAP has been very diligent in releasing patches for these vulnerabilities, so make sure you're running the latest firmware version for your NAS model. Also practice good password hygiene, enable two-factor authentication, and be cautious about the files that you download and the websites that you visit. While these vulnerabilities are certainly cause for concern, it's reassuring to know that QNAP is actively addressing them. They've shown a commitment to transparency and responsiveness, which is crucial for maintaining user trust in a world where cybersecurity threats are constantly evolving. Okay, so we've talked about a lot of serious stuff today. Let's end on a more positive note. Black Friday is just around the corner, and that means it's time to start thinking about all the great deals that we can snag. So in part three, we're going to shift gears one last time and explore some of the best Black Friday deals that we've found for our budget-savvy listeners. Okay, so Black Friday deals, right? I mean, this is the time of year when you can really save some money if you do your research. We've been talking about a lot of different products and trends and stuff, and Black Friday is the time to actually, like, you know, put your money where your mouth is and actually buy some of these things. So let's start with hard drives. Seagate Iron Wolf Pro HDDs are always a solid choice for NAS, especially if you need a lot of capacity and reliability. They're built to handle 24/7 operation, and they often see pretty significant price drops during Black Friday. And if you need speed, Samsung SSDs are the way to go. They're great for demanding applications, and the price difference between, you know, a standard SATA SSD and a blazing fast NVMe drive can really shrink during sales like this. Now let's talk about NAS units themselves. Synology and QNAP both offer a wide range of models at various price points. The key is to know your needs and your budget. If you're just looking for a simple home-focused NAS NAS, the Synology DS223J is a great option. It's often heavily discounted during Black Friday. But if you need more power, and features the Synology DS9283 Plus or the QNAP TS464 are worth considering. They offer excellent performance expandability and a wealth of software options. And remember those 10GB switches we talked about earlier? Black Friday is a great time to upgrade your network infrastructure. Look for deals on unmanaged switches if you just need raw speed, or managed switches if you need more control and advanced features. And for all the media enthusiasts out there, don't forget about Plex. They often offer a pretty big discount on their lifetime Plex Pass during Black Friday. It's a one-time purchase that unlocks a ton of features and makes streaming your media a breeze. Picking up Plex, we talked about their app redesign earlier. They're ditching the old hamburger menus for a cleaner, more intuitive navigation system, and they're giving Watchlist its own dedicated tab. They're also leaning heavily on artwork to make the app more visually appealing. And the best part is they're rolling this out as an early access preview, so you can actually help shape
the future of Plex by joining the testing program and providing feedback. And while we're talking about software, let's shift gears to Unify Protect. Version 5.1 brings some welcome improvements to the Alarm Manager, Sensor Manager, and Case Manager, which give you more control and flexibility over your security setup. But what really caught my eye is their new AI camera lineup. The AI Turret AI Dome AI LPR and AI Port. These cameras are packed with advanced features, including 4K resolution, long-range night vision, and of course, powerful AI capabilities like license plate recognition and face detection. There you have it.
A whirlwind tour of Black Friday deals, you know, tailored specifically for the tech-savvy listener. But remember, don't get swept up in the frenzy. Do your research. Know your needs. And stick to your budget. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement and end up with a bunch of gadgets that you don't really need. But armed with the knowledge that we've shared today, you'll be able to navigate Black Friday like a pro. So with all this innovation happening, it's an exciting time to be a tech enthusiast. But as we've seen with those QNAP vulnerabilities, it's also a time to be vigilant and proactive about cybersecurity. So stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe. We'll have links to all the resources that we mentioned in the show notes, so be sure to check those out. Until next time, happy diving.